Chapter 3. Advice from a Friend. One day, Elizabeth, with her mother and sisters, visited Charlotte Lucas to talk about the Meryton Ball.
"You began the evening well, Charlotte," Mrs. Bennet said. "You danced with Mr. Bingley first."
"Yes, but he liked Jane better," Charlotte answered.
"Yes, he danced with Jane twice,"
Mrs. Bennet replied.
"But it's good that his friend Mr. Darcy did not like Lizzie. Ugh, he's a horrible man."
"I wanted him to dance with Lizzie," Charlotte said.
"Take my advice, Lizzie, and never dance with him in the future," Mrs. Bennet said.
"I promise you that I will never dance with him," Elizabeth answered, smiling.
After her mother and sisters left, Elizabeth spoke to Charlotte alone.
"Jane must show Mr. Bingley what she feels in her heart," Charlotte said. "He likes Jane, but he may never love her if she does not encourage him."
"She encourages him as much as she allows herself to. But Jane has known him for only 2 weeks. She saw him once at his house and has had dinner with him 4 times. But that's not enough time to fully understand him," replied Elizabeth.
"Four evenings may have changed lots of things," Charlotte replied.
"Yes, they now know they both enjoy playing games after dinner, but I don't think they have learned more than that," Elizabeth replied.
"I believe only lucky people share a happy married life," said Charlotte. "Before a person marries someone, it is better to know as little as possible about their strange ways."
"You are funny, Charlotte, but that's not good advice," said Elizabeth. "You don't believe what you're saying."
Not long after, a party was given by Charlotte's father, Sir William Lucas. Charlotte asked Elizabeth to play the piano and sing for everyone there. Elizabeth did not really want to, but she could not say no. When she finished, her sister Mary played and sang a much longer piece of music. Most of the young people were dancing and enjoying themselves. But Sir William noticed that Darcy was not dancing and spoke to him.
"Dancing is wonderful for young people, don't you think, Mr. Darcy?"
"I dance only when I have to," Darcy answered. "It's a stupid way to pass the time, I think."
When Mary finished playing, Elizabeth walked towards Sir William.
"My dear Elizabeth, why aren't you dancing?" asked Sir William.
"Mr. Darcy, I would like to introduce you to this young lady. She dances very well."
Sir William took Elizabeth's hand and was giving it to Darcy, who put his hand out to take hers. But Elizabeth pulled her hand back.
"I do not want to dance," Elizabeth said, and she walked away from them.
Darcy's eyes were following Elizabeth when Miss Bingley came and stood next to him.
"I can guess what you're thinking," she said.
"I do not think you can," said Darcy.
"You're thinking how horrible it is here at this party tonight," she replied.
"You're wrong. I'm thinking about a pair of beautiful eyes in the face of a pretty woman," he answered.
"Are you talking about Miss Elizabeth Bennet?" she asked, surprised.
"Yes, I am," he answered.
Darcy discovered that he liked Elizabeth Bennet, which surprised him. But
It surprised Miss Bingley even more. Her plan to win Darcy's heart herself was now in trouble. The village of Meryton, only 1 mile from Longbourn, was where Mrs. Bennet's brother and his wife, Mr. and Mrs. Phillips, lived. The Bennet sisters visited them often, and the sisters enjoyed going to Meryton's hat shop, where they got news about people for their evening conversation. One day, Kitty and Lydia heard the exciting news that a regiment was arriving. They quickly learned more about the officers, and soon they met some of them. One evening, Mrs. Bennet was enjoying Kitty and Lydia's conversation about the officers when a letter came for Jane.
"Who is that letter from? What is it about?" asked Mrs. Bennet quickly.
"It's from Miss Bingley," Jane answered. "Caroline Bingley is inviting me to dinner this evening with her and her sister, while their brother is out to dinner with the officers."
"It's unlucky that he's going to be out," said Mrs. Bennet.
"Can I have the carriage?" Jane asked her mother.
"No, you should go by horse," her mother answered. "It might rain, and then you will have to stay the night."
Mrs. Bennet's hopes were answered. Soon after Jane left, it began to rain heavily. Elizabeth worried about her, but their mother did not. Mrs. Bennet was happy that the rain continued all night, and Jane had to stay at Netherfield. The next morning, a letter arrived for Elizabeth, who read it aloud to her family.
"My dear Lizzie, I'm not well this morning. I got very wet yesterday, and my friends here will not allow me to leave. They have asked the doctor to come, and I hope he will give me something for the pain in my head. Your dear sister, Jane."
"If your daughter dies," Mr. Bennet said to his wife, "we will be happy that she was trying to win Mr. Bingley's heart. Remember, you ordered her to go by horse, not in the carriage."
"No, she won't die," Mrs. Bennet replied. "They'll look after her. As long as she stays there, everything will be fine."
"I'll go and look after her," Elizabeth said.
"There isn't a carriage here today," Mrs. Bennet said.
"That's fine, I'll walk," Elizabeth answered. She worried much more about her sister than her mother did.
"How can you be so silly? It's early morning and the fields are wet. You'll get terribly dirty," Mrs. Bennet said. "You look very untidy and not at all like a lady."
"I shall look well enough to see Jane, and that is what I want," Elizabeth replied.
"Shall I send for a horse, Lizzie?" Mr. Bennet asked.
"No, thank you. It's only 3 miles. I'll be back home for dinner," Elizabeth said. Elizabeth walked the 3 miles to Netherfield. When she arrived, Bingley, his sisters, and Darcy were having breakfast. They were very surprised that Elizabeth came alone and so early. Bingley's sisters noticed Elizabeth's dirty shoes. Darcy noticed her pretty pink face. Elizabeth was taken to Jane, who was very ill. The doctor came and told Jane she must stay in bed. At 3 p.m, when Elizabeth said she must go home, Miss Bingley saw that Jane wanted her sister to stay.
"Why don't you stay at Netherfield?" Miss Bingley said.
"That's very kind," Elizabeth said. "Thank you."
"I'll send a servant to Longbourn
to tell your family and to bring back some clothes," Miss Bingley said.
At dinner, Bingley asked Elizabeth about Jane and was very worried because she was no better. But his sisters were more interested in Darcy than in Jane, which Elizabeth immediately noticed. After dinner, Elizabeth left the dining room to be with Jane. After Elizabeth left, Miss Bingley said,
"She's not very polite, and she was almost silent during our conversations."
Mrs. Hurst added,
"The only good thing about her is that she's an excellent walker. But she really looked wild when she arrived."
Both sisters laughed.
"Mr. Darcy, has her adventure changed your idea about her beautiful eyes?"
Miss Bingley said, teasing him. "Not at all," he replied. Mrs. Hurst said,
"Jane's a lovely girl, and I'd like to see her get married. But with that mother and father, she'll never marry anyone with money."
Bingley did not like his sister's conversation, but Darcy agreed that few, if any, gentlemen would ever propose to a Bennet. After 3 days in bed, Jane felt better, so Elizabeth wrote to her mother asking for the carriage to take them home. But Mrs. Bennet wanted her daughters to stay there for a full week and said there could be no carriage before Tuesday. So Jane asked Bingley for a carriage.
"My brother is very worried about Jane," Miss Bingley told Darcy. "He thinks it's too soon for her to leave, but in the end, he had to agree to send for a carriage."
Elizabeth could see that Darcy was happy to hear the news. He wanted Elizabeth to leave, but she did not know that he was more interested in her than he wanted to be. And she did not know that Miss Bingley was jealous of her and teased Darcy about her often. Also, Elizabeth did not know that two very different men were soon going to change her life.